welcome to your news for this hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, and I'm coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A 2001 Nissan Sentra lost control on Learman Road in Verona Township Tuesday afternoon, rolling approximately five times before landing in a ditch around 4:56 p.m. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered head injuries and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to Schurer Hospital. Authorities say no airbags deployed in the crash. The vehicle was towed by Max's Towing, with the Bad Axe Fire Department providing assistance at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation, and no other vehicles were involved. And hundreds gathered Wednesday evening on Uptown Drive in Bay City for the United Way of Bay County's fourth annual Longest Table fundraiser. More than 300 guests enjoyed dinner, live music, and conversation at one long continuous table along the riverfront. Each ticket purchased also provide a matching ticket for a local family struggling to make ends meet. The evening featured pizza, local drinks, ice cream, and entertainment from Empty Canvas, with donations supporting United Way programs in youth development, health, and financial stability. Organizers say the event helps bring the community together, and they plan to expand it in future years. And the St. Clair County Sheriff's Drug Task Force made three arrests this week after multiple investigations into methamphetamine distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a home on Abbotsford Road in Clyde Township. Methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized, and 73-year-old John Ross was arrested. Later that evening, a second warrant was executed on Kilgore Road in Wales Township. Officers seized meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. 64-year-old John Fix and 56-year-old Teresa Antwerp were taken into custody. Charges include possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The task force says it remains committed to removing narcotics from the community and targeting the root cause of drug distribution. The Wells Township Board of Trustees discussed several road issues during this month's meeting. The board agreed not to submit a speed study request after a resident complained of excessive speeding on Riley Road between Froid Road and Plain Road. Supervisor Carmen Stevens reported that the Tuscola County Road Commission will be conducting a study at Herd's Corner Road and Bevins Road following multiple accidents at that intersection. The board also directed the supervisor to send a letter to Laura Killinger about a burnout party held at Riley and Froid Roads. The letter will warn that if the township receives a bill for damage or repairs at that intersection, Killinger will be responsible for paying it. And with more news, the Michigan Secretary of State sold bulk personal data, including driver and vehicle information, to corporations and credit bureaus nationwide from October 2023 to September 2024, generating about $1.29 million. These sales are legal under state law, but privacy concerns have been raised over the lack of opt-out options and use of data for marketing. Legislators are considering new laws like the Michigan Personal Data Privacy Act to strengthen protection against data sales and unauthorized use. The practice remains under scrutiny amid ongoing debates over privacy and consumer rights. And the search efforts expand and continue for 36-year-old Raymond J. Babbitt of Owendale. Christian Aid Ministries Search and Rescue, an all-volunteer professional group from Ohio, will lead the effort. About 20 to 30 members will arrive with their own equipment, vehicles, and command trailers, supporting locally by Huron County Sheriff's Office and Owendale Fire. This will be the seventh organization to assist in this case. Babbitt was last seen Monday, and authorities say evidence suggests he may have been voluntarily taken out of the area. previous assistance has come from Michigan State Police, Warren Police, Sanilac and Oakland County Sheriffs, Owendale Fire, and the Huron County Road Commission. Anyone with information is asked to call Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421. That is 989-269-6421. And that brings us to the end of our news for the hour. Coming up, we have the most precise weather from Steve Adamson. But first, this weather update is being brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.